Scott with SJWellfire.com. Final Days Report, episode 408. We're calling this VCast. Who controls Donald Trump? Is he controlled? And if so, by whom? What's the evidence? And what are the fruits that we're seeing that he could be controlled? So the first article I want to cover, just more evidence he's controlled by Israel, my friends, with the Epstein honey trap. From the Economic Times, President Trump named in sex offender Jeffrey Epstein files released by his own attorney general. And if you follow our ministry, we basically think that the woman of the book of Revelation that controls the world is Jerusalem. You can actually check out some of the Bible studies that we've done. Jerusalem sits on seven hills. Jerusalem killed the prophets. Jesus talked to the Sadducees and Pharisees and told them, you've killed the prophets. And in the book of Revelation, it talks about the woman killing the prophets no more. Jerusalem is the great city. That's how it's referred to. So when you look at hermeneutics, it talks about the great city is where they crucified Christ, called Sodom and Egypt. Who runs the central banks of the world? That's the main question. The love of money is the root of all evil. So this was a total honey trap in New York City, cameras in every room, and Trump visited there often. So I asked the question, my friends, is Trump controlled? And again, MAGA is the fifth highest rank of the Church of Satan. No self-respected brand manager would ever have a link to the Church of Satan with a brand. You just wouldn't do it. That was my position when I was in the traditional workforce, a director of marketing, general manager of Fortune 500 companies doing their marketing and strategy. You wouldn't do that. That would be brand suicide, my friends. And it's right on Wikipedia. You can look up MAGA, Church of Satan. It's witchcraft. So this VCast, we're just going to go deep into what are the consequences of potentially Trump being controlled. Because here's Paul Craig Roberts asking the same question. Is President Trump an Israeli puppet? I'm going to say that again from Paul Craig Roberts. Is President Trump an Israeli puppet? Just one paragraph. It's an interesting article, by the way. What does the Trump task force mean by anti-Semitism? That's what we always ask. Is it the right to assemble? Read that again. What does the Trump task force mean by anti-Semitism? It means protest against Israel's destruction of Palestine? He should have a question mark there, I think. It means that no matter how horrific Israel's war crimes and no matter the ICC's indictment of Netanyahu for war crimes, right? Students and faculty members to protest genocide or mass murder, if Israel is the perpetrator, it is anti-Semitic. It is okay to protest against other countries, but not against Israel. So he asks a profound question that we've been asking. This is going to turn on you, my friends. Continuing, is Donald Trump a puppet of Israel? This whole thing of Trump's economic policies reminds me of the Economist magazine from 1988, where you show a phoenix burning the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar is the world reserve currency, the world dominant currency. And so if the U.S. dollar burns, and then all of a sudden, all the dollars in circulation come back home, inflation is going to be out of control. And we've been covering the central bank digital currencies, the BRICS nations. It's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. But again, the Economist magazine is owned by the Rothschilds, that is reported to own the private central banks around the world. And the Economist magazine has a headline, Donald Trump's economic delusions are already hurting America. Almost like saying, oh, Donald, you're being rogue. I don't think he's rogue. I think he reports up to him. In the picture, if you're listening to a podcast service within the Economist magazine, again, the headline, Donald Trump's economic delusions are already hurting America. Donald Trump is seen with a gas can and a burning U.S. dollar, and he's about ready to torch the U.S. dollar. So then let's peel back the onion on stuff that's happening with the economy. You have a low GDP projection, a violent stock market. The futures market is in chaos. We've covered before, my opinion, that the Fort Knox gold audit scam, if there's no gold there, if it's stolen by the central bankers, will he arrest the central bankers? I don't think so. because he's moving us into cryptocurrency, Donald Trump. And Donald Trump said crypto really isn't money. We've covered that before. And then he's done a 180. Yes, we need to prop up crypto, or we need to have crypto as part of our reserves. Then you have the tariff war, which I find fascinating. We need to keep our eyes on the interest rates as well. Now, I find the income tax thought process of eliminating it is great, because the income tax is a Marxist communist platform. And he's talking about, his administration is talking about getting rid of the income tax if you make $150,000 or less. I think that's great. But here's the catch. Trump and the right are bringing in e-gov. They're bringing in artificial intelligence. We called that 2-3 years ago. I could see it, right? I did a podcast. Will the right bring on AI government? Will the right prop up artificial intelligence? The evidence is there beyond belief. I mean, Trump's trying to sell Tesla vehicles. Tesla vehicles used to only be purchased by rich, leftist, woke people, primarily. And now they're trying to get the right to buy them. You can't make this up. It's wings of the same bird. And these EVs are driverless, right? They're going to enslave you. They have a ton of EMF projecting in them. Can't go any as far as a gas-powered vehicle.
Tesla. Going on now at the White House Tesla Auto Mall. It's the biggest sale of the year.
Very safe. It's very strong, heavy. It's all steel, stainless steel.
Come on down to Pennsylvania Avenue, just off Route 29, to get our best deal ever on a brand new Tesla.
I want to make a good deal here. They have one, which is $35,000, which is pretty low.
Get a Model 1 with a different panel, and everything's computer.
This is a different panel than I've had. Everything's computer.
So don't waste your time going to those other Tesla dealerships with riots and flaming Cybertrucks. You gotta come down to White House Tesla Auto Mall.
I love Tesla.
You gotta come down to White House Tesla Auto Mall.
This is really amazing.
Reminds me of the vaccines, the pokes. The left pushed the mainstream news in their crowd, and Trump pushed it, the father of the vaccine. They get us both to be in our certain tribes, the right and the left, and then they try to steer us into the direction they want us to go. Once you become awake to it, my friends, it is absolutely intense. But going back to the income tax, getting rid of it, if you make $150,000 or less, as AI becomes prominent and takes white-collar and blue-collar jobs with robots, they're talking about universal basic income, where there'll be strings attached. So if 40% of people don't have jobs, what does that matter? That is the biggest risk, is AI, that Trump and Doge and Elon and all these tech billionaires are bringing to us. It's all by design. Chabad Lupovich said AI is the next Tower of Babel. And it's ultimately this bio-digital convergence. So I'm not buying it. I'm not buying the income tax, because at the end of the day, they're projecting massive layoffs. Great time to be alive. What do you say in the comments, my friends? All right, let's keep going. And do not forget Final Days Report 383 and 392. They're trying to bring on the 10 kings of the Book of Revelation, the Club of Rome map, and Trump keeps pushing for Canada and Greenland to join the United States. That's a Club of Rome strategy. NBC News, as Trump eyes Greenland, election tests Arctic Islands' ambitions for independence from Denmark. So by hook or crook, watch for the Club of Rome map to actually become reality. I think it'll happen via World War III, via the Deagle Report. Never forget that. He's pushing it. And I thought this was an interesting post from Trumpet News One, a very popular Telegram account. And I think many are blinded. The optics of Trump are creepy beyond belief. Donald Trump has refurbished the Oval Office with gold and precious things, one of which is a table with an occultic golden phoenix rising out of the ashes. The picture is creepy right behind him. And again, this signifies and reminds me of the Economist magazine from 1988 that reads, "Get ready for world currency and the US dollar is burning." So then, within the post from Trumpet News One, Daniel 11:38, "He shall honor the God of fortresses instead of these, a God whom his fathers did not know, he shall honor with gold and silver, with precious stones and costly gifts. I mean, we've covered Trump. If you're a big fan of Trump, if you're in the MAGA spell, again, MAGA is the fifth rank of the Church of Satan, and go to SJ Wellfire and just search Trump. Do your own due diligence. I was going to go protest the January 6th event, and I had a dream. It was a trap. So I was there. I never fell for Q, because if you know the history, if you follow me, half my family was wiped out by Lenin and Stalin, sent to Siberia. And so I researched the history, and Q reminded me of Operation Trust. That's the one of the reasons why I did not fall for that. And many people are waking up that are getting out of Q. And if you follow our ministry, don't put your faith in any politician, especially at the federal level. Put your faith in Christ, because I think we're watching big time wrestling. And Trump's going to say it with his own words. Let's listen.
It was so sad because I said, can you imagine, I'm not going to be president. And that's too bad. And then what happened is they rigged the election and I became president. So that was a good thing. That was a good thing. That was quite a quite an achievement for both of us. So I'll be president during the World Cup and during the Olympics, which we were very.
Now, again, I think the woman of the book of Revelation is Jerusalem. Jerusalem sits on seven hills called the Great City. The Great City is where they crucified Christ, called Sodom in Egypt. Jesus said to the Pharisees and Sadducees, you killed the prophets. In the book of Revelation, it says that the woman whore can no longer kill the prophets, right? And there's more evidence thereof that we go over. But I do think you need to keep your eye on the Catholic Church. And I'll never forget this. There's a pastor I really like. He said that there was an audit of where our taxpayer money went. And 70% of that money went to the central bankers, right? The love of money is the root of all evil. That are these central bankers are private banks. But 30% went to the Catholic Church. So the Catholic Church is a player in all of this. So there's a debate who runs it all, the Jesuits, Freemasons, so on and so forth. So you got to keep your eye on all of them. But I'll never forget this. During the first election, there was an event where there's a priest on in the middle, and Hillary Clinton's on one side, Trump's on the other. During the prayer, the priest bumps Trump, and Trump starts to nod. It was almost as though Trump was anointed to be the next president. So what do you say in the comments, my friends? And again, we've done some Bible studies about Israel being the woman. Because the woman rides the beast and gets kicked off. And you need to think about Zechariah 12 and 14. How will the 10 kings, all the armies of the world, go after Jerusalem? And then a remnant will be saved. You got to ask that question. How will that go down? All right. How does Trump, most likely being controlled by Israel, how does this fit the times that we're living in and the censorship and all the madness in the news? Where's this all going? Where is this all going? Now, the first story I want to cover that I find interesting. Do you remember the Jesus is King, where it was considered hate speech? The ultimate war is against the Bible. It's against Christ. It's against Christians, right? I think it's Revelation 12. Satan wants just to kill all humans. I think that's why we saw the defilement and seeing the defilement of God's creation, from GMO seeds, chemtrails, EMF, right? When they launch these 5G, 6G towers, you see trees dying around them, radar. You know, the rainforest is dying, but we did a podcast on how they have massive radar in the rainforest and just decimating it. So man is destroying the earth. God is going to kill those or destroy those that destroy the earth, his creation. Then all of this DNA, CRISPR-Cas9 manipulation, bio-digital convergence. I could go on and on and on how we're being defiled. But in Revelation 12, they're going to move towards Christians. So let's read that I thought was interesting, the whole scam of linking Jesus as King to being an anti-Semite. In 2016, Joel Finkelstein, the son of the rabbi from Taylor, Texas, and neuroscience PhD student at Princeton, began developing the Network Contagion Research Institute, NCRI. By 2018, NCRI was using AI to analyze extremist data, detecting how memes and code words spread conspiracy theories in near real time. Now, DARPA also has a program that we've covered in one of our podcasts. Maybe I'll bake in the old podcast of DARPA doing this. So did DARPA give this guy this technology? I wonder sometimes. I wonder, because all these huge mega companies, a lot of them have their foundation in DARPA and the CIA. It's crazy, right? But I want to play this video. They need to make the Bible anti-Semitic or hateful because it talks against homosexuality and a certain type of sin. Let's play this. This is wild.
Since the advent of Christianity, Christ as King has been a cry for connection to the divine, a declaration of faith, a moving signal between Christians of their shared values. But what happens when it becomes a manipulation tactic designed to deceive Christians? Mentions of Christ as King have increased fivefold on platforms like X in just the past 4 years. At first glance, it would seem hopeful as people begin to reinvestigate faith in the face of increasing secularization and chaos in the world. But the NCRI, an organization at the forefront of monitoring deep trends in data, observed a striking and nefarious development around the phrase Christ is King beginning in 2021. In 2024, more than 50% of all engagements around Christ is King posts were driven by extremist influencers. The word extremist gets used a lot, and many are understandably skeptical at its use. But we're talking about people like this.
I used sex as a tool to make women love me so they'd obey me and live in my house and make me money.
Catholics and Christians were going missing on Passover. Then they would find bodies and they were able to trace them back to Jews. Blood libel!
Real Africans, on average, have an IQ of 65.
Posts like these achieved over 13.6 million views and more than 100,000 engagements during Easter 2024 alone. While co-opting the phrase for their toxic narrative, figures like Candace Owens and Jake Shields repeat hateful blood libels. And shockingly, by 2024, the most frequently associated term with Christ as King was the word Jew. The intent is clear. Manipulate well-meaning, faithful Christians into having their beliefs tethered to psychopaths. This is nothing short of diabolical. We're caught watching Christ is King being taken by the supremacist right more and more each day. These connections matter. The spiritual, the linguistic, the interpersonal. They shape us, they shape our society, and they shape the world. So what kind of connections do we want to build? And more importantly, what kind of world will we help create? Help retake our values.
I wonder if we're watching an agenda. We're watching an agenda, just like the VCast that we did with the Roman salute. You have behavior on one side, called out by the other side, and then the move is for massive censorship. So from the Daily Beast, why MAGA must expel the podcast Pied Pipers of Anti-Semitism, showing a bunch of popular podcasters. And I'm going to tell you something, not these people here, but I used to, early days of my ministry, quote a couple very, very popular podcasters. I'm talking the biggest of the big. And I would share some of their stories that they would cover. And I'd even put some of their faces on the PowerPoint or some of their presentations. And I had a dream not to follow and post them. Controlled opposition, I'm just saying, my friends, use discernment on who you follow. All right, here's where this is going. I'm seeing a pattern of AI monitoring speech from the New York Times. Yale suspends scholar after AI-powered news site accuses her of a terrorist link. The deputy director of Liberal Project at Yale Law School was put on leave over allegations that she is linked to Samadon, a group the U.S. government has said funds terrorists. I mean, hey, if people are doing violent acts, great. But this whole Palantir pre-crime, the AI gospel, the targeting system from Israel, going after so-called terrorists, eventually this will be turned on Christians. I go back to Revelation 12. Now, we've covered the Nazi salute, Roman salute, PSYOP, because all of a sudden, all around the world, they're having these anti-Nazi symbols and gestures. And Australia is the worst with laws. Like, if you do what Steve Bannon did and Elon Musk, you could be arrested and put in jail. And this police woman is going to basically go on to say that this was a false flag. But the laws are still going to be in place. These are false flags for an agenda.
Almost immediately, experienced investigators within the joint counterterrorism team believed that the caravan was part of a fabricated terrorist plot, essentially a criminal con job. This was because of the information they already had, how easily the caravan was found, and how visible the explosives were in the caravan. Also, there was no detonator. Today, I can reveal that the caravan was never going to cause a mass casualty event, but instead was concocted by criminals who wanted to cause fear for personal benefit. What organised crime has done to the Jewish community is reprehensible, and it won't go without consequences. There was also unwarranted suspicion directed at other communities, and that is also reprehensible. Those creating fake terror threats, including using anti-Semitism to elicit a desired response from law enforcement or the courts, face being charged for creating fake plots. And unfortunately for them, they will face the full experience, capability, and dogged determination of terrorism investigators.
So you're dealing with false flags, my friends. In Final Days Report, episode 406, anti-vaccine is labeled as anti-Semitic. You can't make this up. You can't make this up. This is happening around the world, this order out of chaos. Create the chaos and then basically come in and put laws in place that take away your free speech. Globalist agenda. What I find interesting is the left is also calling for AI censorship. Again, this is Wings of the Same Bird. I'm going to play Lady Gaga giving her testimony on how there was a rumor that she is a man. And if you watch this on Netflix, Bill Gates basically talking about, we got to stop bullying online. We have to stop and really censor the net so that there's one truth. And he goes on, I think I played it in a podcast where he sits with a team and they're monitoring all the wickedness that he is doing. So the left is calling for this as well. And hold on, you might think, well, Trump will never censor the net. Baloney, his own words. He's going to censor the net. Let's roll this.
In my early 20s, there was a rumor that I was a man. And I went all over the world. I mean, I traveled for tours, for promoting my records. And almost every interview I sat in, they said, you know, there was this imagery on the internet that had been doctored.
Oh, wow.
And they were like, you know, like, there's this rumor that you're a man. Like, what do you have to say about that? The reason I didn't answer the question was because I didn't feel like a victim with that lie, but I thought about, like, what about a kid that's being accused of that, that would think a public figure like me would feel shame? It's like, sometimes, I guess what I'm saying is I've been in situations where fixing a rumor was not in the best interest of, I thought of, like, the well-being of other people.
Huh.
So in that case, I tried to be thought-provoking and disruptive in another way. I tried to use the misinformation to create another disruptive point. People, I think, assume that someone like me that performs, that my performance is what's not real. But to me, that's the most real thing that you'll see about me. That is so much more real than all of the rumors that are designed to orbit me to gain more clicks.
Boy, Bill Gates is just creepy. That interview looked so forced. But problem, reaction, solution, they want to stop bullying online with AI censorship. So we actually did a news brief, how and why Trump will censor the net. He basically went on to say that the picture of him and, I don't know, young daughter, Adam might have been, on Epstein plane was fake. It wasn't fake, friends. And yes, there are records that he flew on Epstein's plane multiple times. So he's calling for AI censorship. And then in 2016, Final Days Report, episode 374, I play his own words saying, we need to get with Bill Gates to censor the net. there he was talking about Muslims, and he went on to say, people will say, oh, the Constitution, but they're stupid. Wings of the same bird. Now, I go back to the other story I covered. This is an old one. Campus police are using Israeli spy tech to crack down on student protests. Huh. And then you need to go to the White House. Additional measures to combat anti-Semitism. There are already laws on the books about this. J.D. Vance linked to Palantir, but this pre-crime AI software. The right are bringing in the fourth industrial revolution, talked about by Klaus Schwab. I think all of this is a trial run for the mark of the beast, this whole beast system hunting down Christians, because you got to ask the question, the gospel, Israel's AI targeting acquisition program. Final Days Report, episode 304. Are we dealing with evil or what? Going back to the stand down of October 7th, Jerusalem Post. This is crazy. Jerusalem Post. Netanyahu's funding for Hamas via Qatar enabled October 7th invasion, Shin Bet reveals. The Shin Bet also revealed that SIM cards and sensors along the border were activated ahead of time, but were ignored. It's called a stand down. It's a stand down. And again, IDF soldiers, whistleblowers came out and said this was a total stand down. We covered it multiple times. So I want to parlay into this young man, the student protester with green card seized in private residence from his wife, a U.S. citizen that's 8 months pregnant. And I've heard the reason why, you know, he was a leader, probably very, very charismatic, getting protests on college campuses. But my question is, as ICE goes out and takes away illegal aliens, and as we see this crackdown on free speech, and granted, he's not a U.S. citizen, so he doesn't have the same rights, but as we just see this, when will this be turned on Christians? That's my question. That's what I think about. Last night, ICE agents wrongfully arrested Mohammed Khalil, claiming a student visa was revoked, even though Mohammed is legal permanent resident, a green card, and not in the U.S. on a student visa, Greer said. Confronted with that fact, the ICE agents detained him anyway. Greer said the firm filed a habeas corpus petition overnight on Mohammed's behalf, challenging the validity of his arrest and detention. Currently, we do not know Mohammed's precise whereabouts. This was a while ago. Initially, we were informed this morning that he had been transferred to an ICE facility in Elizabeth, New Jersey, Greer added. However, when his wife, a U.S. citizen who is 8 months pregnant and was threatened with arrest as well by the ICE agents last night, tried to visit him there today, she was told he is not detained there. So it just seems pretty aggressive, right? Now, I don't know if he has made threats of violence, that sort of thing. It's interesting in the sense that we know it was a false flag October 7th. Death is real, but then it's the excuse to extract people from their land that sits on trillions or billions of dollars of natural gas that Trump wants to turn into the Riviera. I mean, it's very sick. It's very sick, and people aren't allowed to protest this. This fits that TikTok agenda as well. Why TikTok needs to be controlled. They needed to stop the agenda of protesting against Israel. And all of this fits everything we've been talking about with the Sanhedrin, this court letter to Trump. You have been elected to fulfill a heavenly mission to implement Noahide laws. I'm not going to play a bunch of videos because I've covered this in the last three or four podcasts. So I like to call Trump Noahide Trump. Will he implement the Noahide laws? Because here's where it's getting creepy, my friends. A bunch of mainstream news, they're covering the evidence of Noah's Ark. The scam with these headlines is Ron Wyatt already found Noah's Ark in the late 80s, early 90s. The evidence in the videos that I watched of Ron Wyatt's work were mind-bending and just helped me strengthen my faith even more. Unbelievable. So now they're taking, you know, these scientists are getting credit with discovering Noah's Ark. No, folks. every news outlet should be covering Ron Wyatt's work. But why all of a sudden are we seeing that, hey, looks like the evidence of Noah's Ark is there, because are they going to implement Noahide laws, my friends? Now, there are a couple articles that talk about the mythical Noah's Ark trying to poo-poo God, but I think this is coming out, and maybe will come out, that Noah's Ark is real and that we need to implement Noahide laws. Look out for that, my friends. All right, we're going to end here. I'm going to play a video, an interesting testimony from a Jewish persecuted journalist. She mentioned from a historical perspective that Jews did false flags on other Jews in synagogues for a said purpose, because I had that dream of the synagogue of Satan or the central bankers that were Jewish actually funded false flags against synagogues around the world for a certain purpose, sacrificing their own. And when I talked about that dream, I was just like, man, this is deep. Who could be that evil? Obviously, it happened on October 7th. There's a lot of evidence thereof. But this is a playbook that she mentions has been done in the past. It's kind of sick, right? It's very, very sick. You might not agree with everything that she says, but I think that is a very, very interesting point. So in summary, Trump appears to be compromised by Israel with his fruits. And if Israel is the woman of the book of Revelation that rides the beast, she's going to get kicked off. I can see if there's dirt on a lot of these politicians with the Epstein honey trap, that secretly they probably hate Israel. Because who wants to have leverage over them, right? Great time to be alive, my friends. Thank you for your support. God bless.
There's literally nothing that Israel won't do in the name of vengeance and in the name of continuing Zionism. For some people, the takeaway is, as long as they're not literally putting people in ovens, as long as they're not doing exactly what the Nazis did, that somehow that's okay. It's actually not okay. Never again doesn't mean never again in the exact same way that the Nazis did it. If that's your takeaway from the Holocaust, you really need to look at yourself and do some soul searching. I'm Jewish. I lost members of my family during the Holocaust. And the truth is, Israel does not represent me. Israel does not make me safer. In fact, it puts me and all Jews in greater danger. Because as Israel commits these crimes against humanity and live streams them, and in some cases gleefully live streams them, we've seen soldiers doing this, Israel doing that and saying it's in the name of Jews, that will create anti-Semitism. The idea that Israel represents all Jews is in itself an anti-Semitic idea. The dual loyalty trope says that all Jews are a monolith and we're all loyal to Israel and we can't be trusted to be loyal to other governments, regardless of where we live. That is really what Israel is leaning into. And you have anti-Semites and then the government of Israel, AIPAC and the ADL, all making the same argument, which I think really shows you the dangers and the inherent anti-Semitism of Zionism. People like to claim that anti-Zionism is anti-Semitic. Well, it's actually not, given that you literally have more Christian Zionists in the world than you have Jewish Zionists. This particular Christian form of Zionism wants Jews to go back to Israel so we can provoke the end times, Armageddon. All Jews except a very lucky 400 who accept Christ as their Lord and Savior burn for all of eternity. So these are the allies. All these cancel culture warriors who talk about right-wingers being canceled are very silent, interestingly enough, when it comes to critics of Israel, who are probably the most canceled people of all. If you're a Palestinian critic of Israel, you're very, very, very canceled. If you're a Jewish critic of Israel, you're less canceled, but you're still canceled. You're just canceled as a self-loathing Jew as opposed to an anti-Semite, which is a significant difference. I mean, I was fired by a network for saying that Israel is an apartheid state, so my being Jewish didn't really protect me. And of course, there's a huge bias in the way that corporate media reports on Israel-Palestine. They're very clear when Russia does something. Russia bombs, Russia strikes, Russia kills. When it's Israel, it's often Palestinians killed in attack, Palestinians dead after bombing. We even know that networks and outlets instruct their writers and reporters not to use certain words like genocide, not even to use the word Palestine. In fact, the reporting by the New York Times on the alleged mass rape used by Hamas was so bad that that they had to cancel a podcast that they were going to do about it because there was so little to back it up. Now, on the other hand, you have countless stories and allegations of Israelis raping Palestinians. That got totally ignored. It's really fascinating that we hear time and time again about the 40 beheaded Israeli babies, even though there was no evidence of that. And we do have evidence of actually beheaded babies, children with their heads blown off. I mean, we saw a child literally shredded. Various representatives of the Israeli government are never asked about that. They're never asked to condemn Israel's violence. They're never asked to condemn Israel's terrorism. There was a doctor who was tortured to death. If you don't already feel disturbed by the images of Palestinians or the stories of Palestinians, the story of Hind Rajab, who was left in a car to die when she was begging for help, and Israeli soldiers shot up the car and shot up the ambulance trying to rescue this girl. If that doesn't haunt you, I would really urge you to imagine this happening to a Jewish child during the Holocaust. I think that Jews should understand this, if anything, more than other people, because of our history of being targeted, of being otherized, of being compared to vermin, of attempted extermination, of genocide and ethnic cleansing, and of the world looking the other way. That is something that we have to remember. That happened to us. We can't let that happen to other people. That's not justice. That's not how we honor those killed in the Holocaust. Everything that Israel tells you about its founding, about its history, and about its role today is a lie. Some people think, oh, Israel was founded for Holocaust survivors, and then it got greedy and took over too much land and ruined its founding mission, which was to be a safe haven for Jews. The truth is, it was founded on ethnic cleansing. It was not a utopia. I think it's really eye-opening to look at the actual language of early Zionists, because they were calling their banks colonial trusts. They were talking about how natives always resist colonists. In other words, it's not just critics of Zionism who describe Zionism as colonial. It was the Zionists themselves. Israeli society really had a lot of disdain for Holocaust survivors. So they did something very disgusting. They both weaponized the Holocaust to justify their extermination of Palestinians, and they mistreated Holocaust survivors. In fact, they even referred to them as sapon, which means soap in Hebrew. And that was because there was a myth that Nazis turned Jewish bodies into soap. It's not true, but that was a myth. And the important thing is that people thought that was true, and they thought it would be appropriate to call survivors by that name. Israel wanted to create a new Jew that was armed, that was working the land. They were ashamed of the Jews who were killed. They thought that they went to their slaughter like sheep. They were ashamed of Jews who were religious, Jews who were scholars, Jews who were also cosmopolitan. They really did, ironically, internalize a lot of anti-Semitism. There were Zionist bombings in the Middle East that were used to scare people into emigrating out of Iraq, out of Morocco, and into Israel. That's how little they cared about Jewish people. They bombed synagogues in order to get people to leave the Middle East and go to Israel, where they would be mistreated, which is what happened to Mizrahi Jews. Some were basically put into camps. They rejected Yiddish, which was spoken by Eastern European and diaspora Jews, and they also rejected Arabic, which was spoken by Mizrahi Jews of the Middle East. Yiddish is an amazing language, and it's dying out. And the reason it's dying out is because Israel chose to create modern Hebrew, which no one spoke, and they had a lot of disdain for a lot of Jewish culture. So Israel has always been a racist project in many ways, against Palestinians, but even against Jews themselves. And it's been an anti-Semitic project as well. Not only is Judaism obviously much older than Zionism, but there was Christian Zionism from the very beginning, and that was fueled by anti-Semitism and the desire to get Jews out of Europe. Lord Balfour of the Balfour Declaration was a major anti-Semite. Zionism actually requires anti-Semitism to justify its existence. So for Zionists, they don't want to defeat anti-Semitism. They want to use it to strengthen the state of Israel. It's also true to remember that this is not a conflict about religion or culture. Jews and Christians and Muslims lived in peace and harmony in many areas of the Middle East for centuries. This is about power. This is about land. This goes back to resources. This goes back to the West wanting to have a foothold in the Middle East. This is not about religion. Jewish anti-Zionism has existed since Zionism. A lot of Jews opposed Zionism because they, I would say rightly, predicted it would create anti-Semitism. There is a very rich, radical history of Jewish internationalism. During the Spanish Civil War, which many people see as the dry run for World War II, among all the international brigades, so all the volunteers who left their countries to fight in a war against fascism, the most common language spoken was Yiddish, which speaks to this tradition. If we look at so many struggles, like the civil rights movement in the United States, there were lots of Jews involved in that. Jewish people were overrepresented in that movement. If you look at South Africa, some of the most active anti-apartheid activists were Jewish. That's the tradition that I'm proud to be part of, not a tradition which weaponizes trauma, tragedy, and the Holocaust to kill more people. Israel is unsustainable. There's no coming back from this. Something new needs to be created. Jews can live side by side with Muslims and Christians in Palestine, just as they have for centuries. If coexistence is so impossible, and if anti-Semitism is so impossible to fight against, how is it that Jews live in Germany today? Germany was where anti-Semitism turned into the Holocaust, and yet somehow Jews are able to live in Germany in safety. But we're supposed to believe that they can't live in Palestine in safety? Palestine is not the country that created Adolf Hitler. Palestine is not the country that created the Holocaust. The biggest threat to Jewish safety is not a free Palestine, it's Zionism. It's essential to challenge the lies and propaganda of mainstream media. You won't see videos like these in the mainstream media, which is why it's so important to support the work of Double Down News on Patreon. And if I do say so myself, the Katie Halper Show.